Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back to Fanboys and Filthy Casual. Back at you once again. This is the favorite podcast of the people who have never heard other podcasts.
Yeah.
This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
What?
What's a podcast?
Podcast. Oh, sorry. We're not doing that. Harold. Yeah.
All right. So as you can see, classic banter between the guys right here. And, you know, just listening to the way we're talking, you can kind of see how experienced we are. How professional we are.
Yeah.
And just to kind of show you how professional we are celebrating today. This is, we're actually pretty proud of ourselves because, you know, considering that we never thought that this would actually be possible, today is actually celebrating our 100th episode.
Wow.
I know.
No, that's for
Lose Views.
That's for post-op. Post, you know, whatever.
Is it for post-op? Whoa, dude. Is there something you're not telling us, man?
Well, I was waiting for our 200th episode, but...
Okay, well, we'll kind of put that in...
The vault?
The vault.
You couldn't remember what it's called?
Where's that thing you put stuff
remember
in?
Because I was going to use another word, and that would be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Where you put stuff in.
Okay.
Okay.
And the behind.
Yeah, this is really, really good.
Right. That's a great start.
So, as we were saying, it is a special episode today. And so we kind of wanted to start off with something new, with something we've never done before. And we're going to talk about what we've been doing lately. So
we've never done that before.
No, we've never done it before. Anyway, we're trying to make it fresh right
now. I know.
I mean, most likely we have like what? 10 followers that constantly listen to us.
Yeah, hey, man.
So we got to kind of try to bring in new blood, and then this is going to be like hip.
I love it.
So, Lewis, what are some of the things you've been working on the last couple of days or last couple
of
weeks?
Couple of weeks, actually. So, two things off the top of my head. I posted a new article. It was actually, what do you call it, inspired by Harold's suggestion a few episodes ago. So I'm trying to do like a monthly recap of the stuff that I've watched or read or played. So check it out on our website. Calling it Lose Reviews for now, unless somebody else comes up with a better name. August just came up. In there, I talked about like Happy Jail, which we reviewed. We also did, you know, the fallout from the Spider-Man news. So that's what I'm doing on the website. I also... Dennis, I'll be happy to share that I beat my second Divine Beast on Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
2 years after the game came out.
You're getting there. I am so proud of you.
You know what? The funny thing is, followers, listen to the last podcast because I did not like being called out of my gaming prowess.
Were you really offended by that?
No, not really. But I was just like, I turned the corner. Like, it's funny how that works. Because, like, you find, if you play Breath of the Wild, you get to, like, one temple and you find out, oh, now I have 6 hearts instead of just 5. Maybe I can go longer. I can go farther. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I beat my first beast. I'm going to keep playing. So I was actually late to picking up my son today from school. I told him I had some, you know, I had an appointment, but I was actually just trying to grind.
I'm proud of you. That's dedication.
Huh? Yeah, so, you know, when my wife hears this next Monday, I'm sorry.
You mean when she hears it, like, 3 weeks from now?
That's true. She's working her way through the 80s right now. As far as she knows, I think we just saw Thor Ragnarok, so...
Okay, how about you, H? What are you working on?
Just a follow-up, like, Lewis, a follow-up on our last episode, because it was just a couple of days ago. By the way, really quickly, when my dad asked me what I'm doing today, I said... Oh, I'm going to go record our podcast. And he goes, again, how often do you do that? And I was like, we have episodes weekly, so we record weekly. And he's like, oh, is that how that works?
That's funny, because my son just said that too.
Yeah.
My eldest is like, oh, you're going to go to Uncle Dennis's again? He's like, yes. Yes, I am.
That's what we do.
It's a fun thing. But like the last episode we talked about, I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII on my PS Classic. And I'm happy to share that I'm finally on the final disc. And
nice.
according to the walkthrough, I only have about 6 to 8 more hours left of gameplay, which is fine by me because, you know, I've been grinding for 30 plus hours, almost a work week on a video game, which is sad and pathetic, but also for me, very satisfying. Because I would always come home like at 8 or 9 and I'd be like, if I play 2 hours, I sleep by 12:30. And I wake up at 6:30. So that's 6 hours of sleep. And then I'm like, then if I play an hour before, I'm like, no. That extra playing an hour before work has gotten me late a couple times in the past month. So I'm not doing that anymore.
At least, you know, you're not blaming your son for being late or anything.
Oh, yeah. Or having, yeah, exactly.
Hopefully and, none of your coworkers listen to the podcast.
they do, but they know the work I do over there is minimal anyway, so, yeah.
Wow. I tell you, since we last met, the one thing that I've been obsessed with is Pokemon Masters. I have been, like, obsessed with this game. It is a free-to-play game. So far, I've not, you know, dropped a dime, thank God, even though, you know, it's one of those, like, gotcha games where, you know, it would be so easy to drop, like, you know, $10, $20 just really? So that I can get, like, more, like, sync partners right now. But it's actually been fun. And the one thing that I really love about it is that, you know, I've been thinking to myself, okay, I finally beat the mission levels. I can finally stop. And then all of a sudden they go, ooh, now you can get some gear. It's like, okay, now I have to start grinding for the gear. And then when I found out that there's gear, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's, like, some more extra stuff. I'm like, this is the most, especially for, like, a free-to-play game, this is the most I've actually, like, spent time with. And it's not, yes, part of it is grinding.
Uh-huh.
But for those people who know me, who I love, you know, RPG games, especially JRPG games, where I don't mind, like, staying in one section.
And just farming,
killing,
right?
You know, killing the same, as long as you know it's the one that has the most experience, killing the same beast over and over and over again. And it's the same thing. I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to beat Brendan's tech support today so I can get some more of the red capsules. So right now, it's really sad. I have, like, just because the more you play, the more they give you these, like, diamonds, so that you can get more chances to get more partners, Pokemon partners. So now I have, like, 45.
Nice.
And then I have, like, 10 of them are, like, full levels maxed up.
I got two things to add to, or not to add to Dan, but to, like, to tell you about real quick is, I am the same thing with RPGs. I love farming. I was literally at the same spot. There's, like, a submarine level where all the characters give you such a lot of experience points. But my characters are so OP that they kill them in two strikes. So I'm literally, like, you know, doing... And I don't know if you played RPGs before.
It's been a while, dude.
But you just do this thing where you just circle the directional pad until, you know, like in Final Fantasy, that's when the enemies come out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'm literally just, like, reading on my iPad, and I'm just, like, circling the directional thing, and I hear it. I don't even need to use magic or anything. I just keep pressing attack, and then I don't really care what happens.
Nice, dude.
So are you doing the one where you have one OP guy and the other two that you need?
One's
to...
a healer, and then the other guy is just
okay.
But yeah, like, as usual, for me, Cloud is super OP right now. So he literally is just, like, I have this thing, material called double strike. So it's like, one kills him already, but here's another one just for fun.
Just in case.
And then the other thing is, I hear Dennis talking about, it's a mobile game, right? Pokemon is a mobile game.
Yes, it is.
Like, you guys know, I play a mobile game that I've been playing for the past 3 years and I'm addicted to. Just recently, they started doing a season pass. So monthly, you pay $5 and they give you extra experience points and you can earn, like, all kinds of new characters and all this stuff. And at first, I was like, that sounds like a terrible bargain. And then my buddy was like, come on. And I was like, all right, fine then. So I bought it because it's $5. And you,
that's pretty good, dude.
You figure, like, for a whole year, it's $60. That's one video game. And this is a game I play, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day. So, damn, my life is sad. I spend 4 hours a day playing video. Anyways, so there's that. And it's like you get, like, a tier of, like, rewards and stuff. And it's supposed to take you a month to earn the ultimate rewards. It has taken me 4 days.
Wow.
So in the span of...
That's dedication, homes.
No, it's sadness, bro. Like, all I got was, like, a new emote. So, like, my, like, when I win stuff, I can be like, ah, you know, you can taunt people.
Yeah, but it's the only emote that other people
don't have yet. And I have a skin that they don't have. That sounds funny. But there's, like, a tower skin that you get. And then literally people are like, how do you have that already? Like, you guys, during my breaks and during my lunch break, I don't really eat. And I was like, this is what I do. I play for like 20 minutes, and then during lunch, I play for 40 minutes, and then, you know.
And the other thing I do is I have to kind of clean my case, uh-huh. just because while I'm in the bathroom,
I'm also are you peeing all over your case?
I'm also playing, just in case that there's any germs there,
Oh, I thought you were like getting so excited you started like.
No, not yet.
Sprayed all over the place. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Where did that come from?
Although when I got blue with Pidgeot, I was pretty close, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, blue somewhere else, huh?
Yeah, I know.
That's phrasing.
That is pretty phrasing.
A blue Pidgeot, yeah. Okay. So, off topic, but I finally did unlock Cloud. I'm such a freaking casual gamer, because I just unlocked Cloud on Smash Brothers. Yay for me. 2 years, a year and a half later, I finally have Cloud.
You know who they're coming out with that I'm excited about?
Whom?
Fatal Fury.
Oh, Fatal Fury. Yeah, that's right. Terry Bogard. Yeah.
So, really, Terry Bogard?
Just so I can go Terry Bogard versus Ken Masters. That's the only thing I want to do.
Who's the other Bogard brother? Andy?
Andy
was the Ken.
Yeah.
Because Terry was supposed to be the right.
Who was Joe Higashi?
Joe Higashi is basically like kind of like a skinny Honda, maybe
like a
his projectile kind of his projectile was garbage, but
yeah. He had that rising knee, and that's about it. And oh no, he had the hurricane punch.
Which, by the way, is most likely his character because
I hate you guys. That actually really is.
Wait, so are you saying you played in the SNK?
Yeah, in the SNK versus Capcom 2, Joe Higashi was my main.
You said you put in more time in SNK video game fighting games than Capcom ones, huh?
Probably.
I always remember that, and this is, just us, when we were in arcades, that those King of Fighters and Fatal Fury and Samurai Shodown, those were for when you couldn't get any space at Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And then I remember people being like, you gotta try at least Samurai Shodown, because there's two levels, and I was like, I don't want to fight you on either level, this is garbage.
Whoa. I'm gonna have to argue with that one. Samurai Shodown is a damn awesome game.
It is, but then, if you have the option of playing Street Fighter.
And that's the thing. It's two different viewpoints of gameplay.
Yeah.
Where Samurai Showdown might seem boring to some, but literally is if you know how to play the game, you can kill the person in two hits.
Yeah.
It's
basically Tekken before Tekken came out.
Exactly. Ooh, so. I haven't played Tekken in a while.
Yeah, if only you had a PlayStation Classic.
If only.
$20.
But that'll be $20 that I'm not. Never mind.
You don't want to spend that? Oh, that you won't spend on our equipment here.
No. Because, I keep on losing money. That could be money that I could be getting sync pairs for my Pokemon Master.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez. I only have 6 5 stars right now, okay? I need a.
You know, there's people right now listening to this and be like, damn, he's there. He's that far already?
I don't even know what that means.
There's other people who are like, Jesus Christ, these guys. Get on with it, guys.
I'm still on your blue Pidgeot.
Ew, you are on it.
I mean, you have to get off the blue Pidgeot at a certain point.
Or else the blue Pidgeot's going to get him off.
Okay, good stuff, guys.
Oh, there's other things that we need to talk about real quick.
Oh, sure, what's up?
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Professional wrestling.
Is the new show out yet?
No, it starts in a few weeks, or for about a month from now.
AEW.
All Elite Wrestling. But they had their third pay-per-view. They just fappened last weekend.
Fappened.
Well, you know what I did when I was watching it?
Fappened.
Oh, Chris Jericho.
But it was a thing.
It happened. And
it was okay. It wasn't as good as the first two, which was kind of disappointing because one of the main cards got canceled because the big free agent from WWE, formerly Dean Ambrose, now John Moxley, he had a staph infection, which will take him out for they said 7 months or something.
Ouch. Staph infection.
Yeah, that's more like a...
Interesting enough, Harold once had a staph infection.
I got one right now. Oh. I was on my blue Pidgeot.
That was a shitty Pidgeot, man.
But with the show, it was fine. It's the usual wrestling stuff. The second to last match with the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers was pretty good because it was a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very, very last match was the first ever match for the AEW Heavyweight Championship, which was held between Chris Jericho and Hangman Adam Page, who is they're trying to be their next big superstar. But unfortunately, they didn't do that the first night. and they let Chris Jericho win the very first title. And then he's been trending ever since, because he did an interview right after the thing where he was literally just doing Chris Jericho improv. And he was just like, yeah, let's celebrate, let's do this, let's do that. And let's have a little bit of the bubbly. And literally that line has taken over the internet in wrestling terms. So, like, me and Lewis have been reading and watching memes all day. Like we showed you earlier, was the they've taken him saying that line and changed it into songs. So one of them was Mambo Number 5.
Yep.
Remember Mambo Number 5?
I remember Mambo Number 5. So it's like, five.
A little bit of bubbly. We don't want to play the clips because if we don't get it, copyrighted or anything, but we can recreate them.
Absolutely, and we can actually repost it.
Can you recreate the Brock Lesnar one?
No, you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Bub, 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 bub. Bub, 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 bub. Anyway, wow. My
throat. That hurt Lewis, by the way. You got more?
That was funny that it's trending, but at the same time, too, it's crazy that AEW put the title on Chris Jericho, of all people. I mean, that's cool, because, I mean, it's getting mainstream.
Isn't he the... I thought he was the main face of the franchise right now.
Yeah,
he
is, because he's the biggest name there.
Yeah.
But their whole deal was, we're a new company, so we should, go into new directions. Right? And then, so it's like, it's weird that you would have... as your inaugural champion, someone who is so associated with not just one big organization in WWE, but also in WCW. So it's like literally not an original star, but, someone who's established. And then the funny thing is, if you didn't hear about this on the internet, is Chris Jericho lost the title. Literally lost it.
Like the actual
belt.
Piece of metal that...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He went to eat at a steakhouse and... Which is already fantastic.
Story's done.
That's already a win,
Chris
right?
Chris Jericho at a steakhouse.
Yeah. But he left. He said he picked up the wrong luggage, and he left the belt in the limousine because he took a limousine to eat at a steakhouse because that's how Chris Jericho rules nowadays.
That's how Chris Jericho rules, man.
And when he went back to the thing, he realized that his belt had been stolen, and then the only reason they were able to find it is the guy who found it, was taking pictures of himself wearing the belt. And posting it on Craigslist saying, does anybody know who this belt belongs to? So, yeah. As much as it's hilarious, it's kind of just sad. In that, it's trending, it's memeable and everything, but, is that how you would be?
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine, Ric Flair leaving the steakhouse without a belt on. But, you guys have actually ran into wrestlers outside of the wrestling ring. So I can't imagine you leaving that. Because, as much as those things are, more or less props, those are still look expensive looking heavy things, dude. So, yeah. Anyway, that's Chris Jericho for you. Having too much bubbly. Ha cha cha. Too much bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly. So, since it is our 100th episode, we kind of wanted to talk about, I wouldn't even call it history. It's only been 2.5 years.
Yeah, technically. I mean, 52. Yeah, right?
Yeah, anyway. But
I can do math.
It's around 2 years. But we just kind of want to talk about, especially for those people who've been with us since the beginning, and for those people who've kind of joined, late into the game, we kind of want to talk personally and talk about the journey and some of the reasons why we do this, and maybe later on we can kind of get a little personal and, talk about things that we want to bring up. So, let's start with why, and I think we mentioned this before. It really is just three dudes who've known each other for years, who when we get together, we just talk crap.
Think we're funny.
We have natural banter, which is kind of how this thing came apart.
Foreshadowing.
Well, that too. But it's how it came together was, we always say, is your wives had always were very, very supportive of the idea from the first place. Where they had, they themselves had listened to podcasts and be like, these are kind of interesting. And then they would hear us talk and they'd be like, you guys sound better. And now we're saying we're better than any of those things, but in the same vein of we're as entertaining as some of the things they had heard. So if they thought that we could be entertaining, then there wasn't a problem with us trying to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think this is a great, like, outlet, like you guys have been saying already. Like, we have such solid rapport that you can't really teach, you know, you can't manufacture. So I really liked it, and things kind of fell into place, and I'm just really, honestly, I'm happy that, you know, I've my wife, our friends, my kids have been super supportive and patient, you know, through this whole process. So it's really cool. I mean, it does, it doesn't hurt. Like I said, if you get a lot of supportive family and friends around you, and yeah, especially the folks out on the internet. I mean, a lot of our followers and some of the listeners that I'm aware of, we don't really get to see face to face very often. But just the fact that you guys interact online, you know, dropping a chat, replying the posts, that kind of stuff, or telling us on a separate chat, like, "Hey, heard you say this thing. Great stuff, blah, blah, blah." So I really appreciate that. So thank you for doing
that.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty... That's the fun part of it, is that every so often you don't even know where it's coming. Because we always joke around about it, at least in my head. You know, I think it's just our friends listening to us.
Yeah.
But then every so often I'll find out that, so-and-so, you know, like what you said here. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. At least I know there's at least... three people in New York that's listening to us, you know. So shout out to New York.
So we're bi-coastal now?
Yes.
Amongst other bi things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like buying things. Yeah. Is what you mean, right?
No,
that's exactly where I was going with.
Well, Dennis is bilingual.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
You not so much, apparently.
I can't even do one right, so whatever.
Yeah. Technically, yeah, Lewis doesn't really like buying anything unless it's like on sale.
He's not freelingual or free coastal.
But, you know, the other thing, though, is that what kind of jumping on what Lewis was talking about is that, you know, it is kind of, you know, if you think about it, over the last 2 years, we really do have to kind of make some time so that we can get together, so we can, you know, talk to each other. I mean, it takes some time to actually do this, mm-hmm. you know. The effort of actually writing articles, the effort of, you know, putting together this episode. You know, we put the effort, but there is something cathartic in it.
Ooh, where, that's a good word.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, it's sad to, not
you guys
sad
keep
to
talking,
say.
I'm going to look that word up.
Okay. It means your heart's not working. Or it's cold, right? Your heart is cold? Cathartic.
Is that when they stick a tube up your pee hole?
Yes. No. That's exactly what it is.
Like when you just have an operation, you...
Yeah. That's how they include in you. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like we say this as an outlet, but it's also like kind of like a therapy in terms of getting our opinions out. We realize that the internet is the best and worst place to hear any kind of opinion, because right. you hear the people's best ideas and you also hear their worst ideas,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's unfiltered, and there's really nothing you can do to either to avoid it unless you're like me and you filter it on Twitter and stuff. But in terms of what we have here, we have our channel where we're able to express almost 100% what we really feel about mm-hmm. certain things. And, you know, when we have our opinions that people either agree with them or they disagree with them, you know, it's nice to hear that someone has heard our opinion and they can actually give us some feedback. And then that's when real conversations can begin.
Yeah.
And even though right now it's mostly pop culture stuff, we do sometimes spill into our real lives and we express things. And then when we hear people, you know, talking back to us regarding those kinds of things, those are the kind of moments where it's like, you know, this whole thing has much... work as we put into this and much time as we spend, it's all worth it just for this.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's also, you guys talk about outlet and therapy, but I just like how this is basically, personally, I feel like this is my outlet of being creative. You know, my son, wonderful kid, can draw amazingly and can write. My younger one is a wizard on the basketball court. I can do neither. So I feel like this is part of being a creator. You know, this is creating through words and ideas and thoughts, and like it's being an outlet to the things that are in my head rattling around there. And, you know, like Dennis said, you know, it's a lot of work just to do this kind of stuff, write articles on website, to the point where, you know, watching movies, sometimes you have to I guess we're at the point now where, like, when you watch these, you know, superhero movies or just pop movies, we're not just consumers anymore. You know, we're kind of critics to a point, or like we have to look at these things with a critical eye, or how would you take this material in another way, or what's a more critical way to look at these things as opposed to just what it is on the surface. So I like how this has become a creative outlet for me.
So, you know, kind of getting into a little bit of a question for you, you know, in your opinion, and this is, we're going to do a Q&A later on, but this is kind of general opinion. You know, I kind of wanted to know, after 100 episodes, you know, what are some of the favorite topics we've done? Maybe some favorite moments, maybe, you know, that we've done because of, the podcasting that we're doing. Any thoughts?
Personally, going back at some of our archives, I really like the more personal episodes. I know the movie reviews are A, Dennis's bane, B, kind of our bread and butter, because like I want to say about a third of our podcasts are movie reviews, because we are a pop culture
current
website.
Current movies.
And, yes, current movies. Right.
Old movies.
Yes,
it'll be around 50%.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
You say 30%.
It's
probably like 45%.
Well, the early episodes is like list this. Like, what's our list of X, Y, and Z?
So we should do that again.
I know we should go back to that. But so I like those. But I do like some of our more personal episodes. I like one of the best ideas that we came up with was from Harold when he wanted to do a retrospective of a year. So we did that a year 1999. I think it was episode 86. Something or other, but I thought it was really fun because all of us, besides the topical stuff that we talked about that came out that year, we kind of made it personal too. Like we had our anecdotes about why, what were we doing that year, and like how much did Jamba Juice really contribute to our income and to you guys' income. I mean, and all that kind of stuff. So those are the stories make the facts come to life, if that makes sense. So I like that a lot.
One of my favorite moments, at least for episode-wise, was really the first the first time we did our songs.
I was going to talk about that too. Yeah, I don't know why.
You know, it's hilarious because none of us. Well, Harold loves karaoke, but Lewis and I don't tend to go out and sing.
We don't go out of our way.
And so the fact that we came up with that idea where we were going to do songs and actually sing it on air, I thought it was hilarious. And looking back and listening to that episode, it's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, it's still I just said right now, that was going to be my go-to moment because I'll just talk about it briefly, but it was just so much fun because the little research into picking songs that thought would be hilarious, and then actually as weird as this may sound to some people, like dropping that whole privacy curtain of us actually going out there and using our actual singing voices, where for me it's always been like a point of contention where it's like, yeah, I do love doing karaoke, but at the same time I hate people criticizing or leaving myself open to criticism for something. But, I mean, with this, yeah, we're literally leaving ourselves open to any kind of opinion. And the general gist we got from it was Dennis and Harold sound great. And Lewis was there.
And I was there.
But you know what? Real quickly, one of my favorite moments, period, in life is always going to be, I think it was our very first episode. And it was...
That we've never heard?
No. Besides that. Okay. Besides the two test episodes that no one will ever hear. But,
stupid computer.
Yeah, damn computer. Or there's that other... there's a couple episodes we've deleted just because... But the one episode where we're doing a list of all the great movies of the 80s. And then we talked about Three Amigos. And it was literally like...
Oh, yeah.
We had to stop
that. The revelation that Lewis had never seen it. And general shock between me and Dennis... That actually led to, us making Lewis watch the movie. So it's like, not only was it just, it was a great moment in our friendship, the actual revelation.
Saved the friendship to us, really.
It saved Lewis's job here.
Yeah, it would have been two fanboys and another guy.
Yeah.
Fanboys, period.
And then what
hard stop.
And then what we learned from last week is we could find a replacement very easily.
They're out there.
Very, I miss Earl. Yeah.
I can't wait until we start our new podcast. Two fanboys and an Earl. Not starring Lewis. So hint, hint. Keep trying harder.
You guys gonna be on Mixer now?
Damn it. Just keep writing articles, bro.
Yeah.
I have a niche. I have a niche. Your bread, I know. Bread right now, dude. This is my bread and butter.
That's your creative outlet.
This is my taters right there, dude.
Dude, you can't say that word.
Taters.
Taters, Mr. Frodo.
I don't know if that was a great reference or a bad one.
You know, personal, all the episodes kind of, you know, they're fun to look back at, especially. I'm trying to think, you know, whenever we have friends over. Oh, good.
One of the things you mentioned before, and I was going to kind of mention, was one of the more two episodes that I think that we were able to really get personal and really get to talk from our heart. One was the Anthony Bourdain episode. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
the other one was where we had our guest, Robert from San Diego. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We talked about Mr. Rogers. And I think those were two episodes that really reflect what we want our podcast to be, given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Where we're not just, you know, recording for entertainment sake, but also, you know, as you say, the creative outlet of just personal experiences and how we've been able to take those experiences and, you know, color them into what we've turned ourselves into now.
Yeah. I mean, those are two episodes where, like, they say art, the purpose of art is to make you feel something. So those are the two. I feel like you're right. Like those are the two episodes where, you know, we have to actually take a step back and look at things from a different perspective and how, you know, Anthony Bourdain impacted us and how he made a difference. And like I said, for the Robert episode where he talked about, you know, the Mr. Rogers movie, the documentary, which is actually kind of timely because the Tom Hanks movie is coming out this Christmas.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting. So yeah, I really like those personal episodes. The travel one especially too, because I mean, besides dropping whatever tips you can find that we did drop, like it skewed to our personal tastes and kind of gave our listeners a taste of how it is inside our heads, basically, and where we are.
I actually loved, in just two things real quick, is our last episode. If you guys haven't heard it, our last episode, mm-hmm. we had another guest where, you know, before we've had guests, but we just treated them as our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this time we had our guest Earl incorporate himself into the news. And then, you know, we interviewed him, which is a new thing for us because we had never interviewed a subject. And I'm really proud of the way that we were able to get the questions out and find out the information that we wanted to find out. And then at the same time, incorporate him into our universe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we added.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've added a new character. We've added an actual PC player, not like an NPC. And, you know, he's able, like Earl, the invitation is always open for whenever you want to stop by. We have two locations. You've been to one mm-hmm. and you live near the other.
Yeah. The sauna.
Yeah. And then the second thing is, I love the Aladdin episode.
You don't like Aladdin.
As we all know, hated Aladdin. Loved the episode because it's one of the few times where I'm such a nice person, and like when I do
that's debatable.
Okay, though. Like in general, like people think I'm a good
agreeable.
Guy. Yeah, I'm.
He's
I'm chaotic good. If we're going that way, okay.
There you go. There you go.
So, but the one of the times in my life where I can like spit view vileness. And not feel guilty about anything because I really truly felt what I believed about my opinion of that movie. And literally, as we speak, my friend just texted me saying, "Oh yeah, I finally watched Aladdin," which we were supposed to watch when it first came out in theaters because we already made that appointment that we're going to watch the movie. And then, so maybe that's what angered me in the first place because she canceled. So now I go to watch this movie and she's like, I loved it. And I'm like, oh yeah? Did you have a little bit of the bubbly? That's right.
Check out our episode.
Send her a link. Listen to this.
Yeah, casual. We're kind of talking about Aladdin. It really is, you know, funny to me that, you know, I don't know, some, and I'm not that I'm saying our podcast is any good. I'm not even claiming that we're decent. But the thing with listening to some other podcasts, there, I've listened to some podcasts where you can kind of tell it's a little cheesy, like it seems kind of contrived sometimes. The relationship, you know, we kind of mentioned the banter that we have is natural, but I think it's most relevant and most obvious when we talk about kind of like when we talked about Aladdin. And so, like, one of my favorite episodes listening to, like, it just happened, I was like, how did this sound like? When I was talking about Tom Holland and what's his name? Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
That was that episode, and I still remember listening to it. I was going, my God, I really felt emotional on that day. There's like, venom spewing out of me, you know?
You're really hoping that in that episode that Ezra Miller as the Flash would run into the Spider-Man and that they would destroy each other at the same time?
Now, that's my goal eventually. I guess
kill those guys?
Destroy Tom Holland and Ezra Miller?
I mean, their careers, right? Because sometimes people listen to these things and they take things wrong.
No, of course. I wouldn't do anything bad like that.
Yeah.
Not even their careers, which is going really great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Tom Holland has that Disney movie.
Yeah, with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Oh no, he has one with Chris Pratt.
You see, look at that.
That's what I was gonna.
That's right.
I was literally looking at old pictures, and I was like, "What is this picture of?" And I was like, "Oh, it's the picture of that poster where it says Tom Holland and Will Smith and Dennis walked out of the movie already." And I was like, "Dan, look at this poster."
It's two great flavors that taste horrible together.
Yeah, it's your exact polar opposites.
Did that movie even come out? Or is that still coming?
It's waiting for Dennis's approval.
Thumbs up. And then thumbs down.
He's like,
I'm so torn with that. It's like, Will Smith, Tom Holland. It's Will Smith, Tom Holland. So as long as he doesn't do anything Spider-Man-y, I'm okay.
Spider-Man-y?
Yes.
Is that the Mexican equivalent of Spider-Man?
Isn't that Los Tarantulas?
Isn't that Tarantado? No. That's not it.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, Los Tortugas. Oh, that's a turtle.
Tortuga is turtle. Yeah, you're right. So,
because we learned that from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Spanish.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about Ninja Turtles is that it's the only cartoon that you can say "What's up, my ninja?" and get away
with it. I know.
But you never heard the Spanish title of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortugas.
That's like
such a long setup. I was like, let me get this.
That's like your Hobbs E. Shaw.
So I hope you guys are learning Spanish from me, because you know. As you've learned in the past couple of weeks, E means and. And
Hobbs is Hobbs.
Is Turtles. I don't know if I'm crying or if I'm sweating, but
both.
It's a little bit of a combination.
A little bit of bubbly.
Okay, to kind of not wrap things up, but kind of moving along, you know, I asked the guys to kind of prepare some questions, you know, just to kind of get us to open up so that our listeners can kind of get to know each other. So the premise was this. I told the guys to have questions for me, for Lewis, for Harold. And, you know, as long as it's not anything too bad,
mm-hmm.
You know, nothing too embarrassing, pretty much fair game. So anybody want to start off a question? I'll throw like a softball out there just so that everybody can go there.
Okay.
For Harold.
Oh,
okay.
What's the... for you, what's been the hardest? What's been the hardest thing?
Blue Pidgeot.
In terms of the podcast. This is the serious one.
Oh, the serious question.
This is the serious question. What's been the hardest thing, over 99 episodes, what's been the hardest thing trying to produce this podcast?
Really the hardest thing besides, I mean, from our perspective and not yours, because your job is a lot harder than mm-hmm. Lewis and I's. Let's be honest before anybody else says...
Yeah.
You know, we should all share the credit. No, we should not. It should be me and Lewis share 1/3, and then Dennis should take the 2/3, because he literally does everything for this podcast.
Yeah.
So if you ever have...
Right.
Yeah, same here.
That's all right.
Okay, so I'm the one that only gets the smallest piece. I do none of these things. But in all honesty, the hardest thing, and you guys will probably agree with me in this, is making time for the podcast
yeah.
and coming up with ideas. it's not so much that ideas are hard to come by. It's that we want to put our spin on things, because it has to be, it's great to have ideas, but it has to be ideas in the two fanboys, one casual way. There's like, when we first started, it would just be free flow idea. Let's go with it. We heard someone else talk about this. Now it's, that's a great idea, but that's not how we would do it. Like, if we were going to do it, this is how we would do it. So it's literally like creating our own universe and then having to expand the universe so that, you know, more people are willing to listen to us and to share in our ideas. And just the whole, like, making time thing, it's harder for you guys because you guys are both parents and your kids have extracurricular activities. Me, I have one extracurricular activity, which is just going to the gym and then playing video games. So, like, it's...
That's two, bro.
He's in marketing.
Dose.
In Spanish,
it's... Thank you, Handy Manny. Or Spider Manny, sorry.
You just called him Handy Manny.
Because that's
an actual character.
You need dose or two.
No, his name should be Spider-Manuel.
That's it. That's your name. That's your Halloween costume. Coming Halloween 2019. Dennis says Spider-Man Will.
There has to be the hyphen though.
Like Batman Will from the Tick, dude. Yes. That's exactly it.
Wom Batman. See?
See, this is great. See, this is the stuff that we couldn't get away with earlier. Because we're like, no, don't go off the script too much.
Because we would have no idea how to get back to the main topic, which is what we're doing now. So, like, it's as much as it...
I like how you did that.
Yeah, see, right? That's how professional we've become in these 100 episodes. Although, let's be honest, I was this professional in the beginning. So, I mean, it took 100 episodes for these guys to catch up to me. But I'm just kidding. But it's like the... it's weird because, you know, coming up with time and coming up with topics and, you know, conversations that we need to have onto our podcast itself is literally half the work. And then it's the rest of the work is actually us coming in and then doing it and then trying to be like, can we procure this for, you know, 55 to, or where it used to be 37 to, you know, an hour. But now it's, let's be honest, kids, it hasn't been less than 50 minutes in a while now. Which we've heard is great for us because people really do like,
you know, our things. For people our age, that's really good.
Yeah, because, you know, they're sleeping half the time. And as long as we get those views in, guys, we're fine with it.
Get those downloads.
As long as you download it, I don't care if you're sleeping while it's happening. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it's on mute.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about how hard it is to make this thing, man. And we're doing it all for the money.
Even if they're sleeping.
Okay. I'm just literally trying to kill Dennis here, so let's...
Oh, man. Okay. So thank you, Harold. That was...
Educational?
That was powerful.
Did you just show... Then you just gave me the fist. I'm like, what are you going to do after that?
I said powerful, so I needed to...
Okay.
The power that I am.
Power.
Lewis, any question for you?
Oh, okay, so...
Me? Or for...
Oh, anyway.
You should rotate to Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, he asked you, so you want to go next?
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Okay. We went from, this is how professional I am.
I didn't know I was going next, that's right. Okay, let's go with, okay, so me asking Lou. Lou, is there anybody in the space, like in our actual kind of community that you would love to have as a guest? Not just like someone who comes in and, you know, plays the games with us or whatever. But like how we just had with Earl, where we have someone who sits down and interviews. And then why would you want that person on here?
Great question. Huh. You know what?
I was actually pretty impressed with that
question. I know, really.
Right, guys. I told you I come prepared.
You know, and I also actually... So off the top of my head, so thankfully we've had some really great guests. You know, Dennis's wife has hit the ground running with a great website and a social presence. But so off the top of my head, I think I want to give a shout out to two individuals who are doing great things in the community that would be great guests. One would be Guru Janelle, who is a avid teacher of Kali and Eskrima, teaches a lot of kids on weekends. And adults as well, and she's like neck deep in the Filipino culture and FMA, which is Filipino martial arts. Sorry, thank you. I stuttered. So I think it would be great because, like, I know you guys are obviously avid. You know, you guys grew up in the dojos. The dojos of the valley.
Were they on the rooftops?
Go on our Patreon and you'll get that special story from Dennis himself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That should be an episode.
That should be our guest. Freaking get that ninja.
He was my ninja.
You can get that tortilla.
You can say that. So I think she would be a great guest because, like I said, you know, we've known her since college. Funny, charismatic, and I think she has a lot of great input and a lot of, and not to mention besides the FMA, she's also a huge proponent of, you know, what do you call it? See, I can't think of
dogs.
Yes, of you know, saving, you know, being a
foster
dogs. Thank you very much. I see her Facebook post, but I can't remember what it's called. But so
I see her face, but it's a dog. It's like full, bro. We've known her as long as we've known you.
She's gonna kick me in the neck, dude. But so, you know, she's super altruistic, so I think she'd be a great addition. Second person I can think of, you guys mentioned Earl last week. I think one of our friends, Kirsia, would be a great guest because she does a lot of the things that Earl was doing too. But not to mention, she's, again, charismatic, gregarious, funny. So I think she'd be a good guest because she is in our, you know, in our canon universe, you know, and she's always,
yeah, you talked trash about her on our last episode.
I know, so
and I was literally like,
this is me trying to make
it up. You know, what's funny is I forgot to text Dennis in the chat to be like, hey, maybe we should exclude that one part where Lewis is literally like, hey, remember what she was, oh, I was like, well, no. But she messaged us again. So.
Yeah, so, you know, and hey, thank you. So,
so guess what? You can be in the hey, podcast.
We'll talk about this on the side, but now I've got an idea.
So. All right. So, yeah, those would be my choices.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so for my question, I didn't know we were going to be this serious, so I was like, I don't know where
we're going to be.
All right, so here's a hypothetical, Dennis. You can have dinner with, since we're two fanboys and a filthy casual. You can have dinner with any two fictional characters. Who are you inviting, and what's for dinner?
Wow. That's the most ridiculous question,
right?
I've ever heard.
I read it somewhere and was like, ooh, Dennis would like this one.
So, two fictional characters.
Any two fictional characters. Okay.
So,
what are you guys having?
One would be Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Would you just be scolding him the whole time?
And I would be making him eat crow.
Literally, not the figurative.
You wouldn't feed him poison? Like, you have the opportunity to kill Tom Holland's poison Spider-Man and you're giving him crow?
And the other is Ezra Miller's Flash. He will be eating Spider-Man.
I'm going to make chili out of Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Very Scott Tenorman.
Kind of like Scott Tenorman and feed him. Oh, the tears.
And then Radiohead will pop up.
So, listeners, that's a peek into the mind of Dennis.
Wow, okay, no, so seriously.
Okay.
Fictional characters. Do you guys remember a cartoon, like a comic book called Asterix and Obelix?
Yes, absolutely.
We've never talked about this.
No,
you're right. Actually,
Never talked about the fact that you used to have those books everywhere.
I still have them.
You still do.
It's in the bathroom, right?
No, it's in my
personal
library.
I just remember the bathroom at the old apartment.
Yes,
because every time I would take a poop at the old apartment, I'd be like, "All right, this is pretty interesting."
Chapter three.
So in the story of Asterix and Obelix, one of the things that they have is that they always have a feast at the end, and they always have wild boar, and it's always the same thing. It's this huge piece of boar, and Obelix is just gobbling up. I've always wanted to try it. So my first fictional character would be Obelix, and I will be eating wild boar with him. So that's the first one.
I love that answer, dude.
I know,
the second one is... unfortunately, one of my favorite animes and slash manga has just ended. It's called Shokugeki no Soma. And Soma is a... I did an article, one of the first articles I did on the website. And the whole idea is he's this chef who's really able to, like, bring out, like, you know, flavors and everything. And the funniest part about that that the manga and the anime is that when the characters emote, it's like they burst with such joy with food that they kind of like become naked, like, you know, they're like, and
I don't want to go to this dinner anymore.
And it's like, oh. And then, so that's what I want to have dinner with Soma.
So good, Neto.
And I want him to feed me, so I can see if I can go. Oh!
And your shirt just explodes.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Good
time.
Okay. Good answers.
So,
good
answers. Lewis. One of the jokes we've always had is that you know, Harold and I are trying to find a replacement for you. So, if you were to choose one replacement for this podcast, who would it be and why?
You know, I'm gonna shoot for the moon, you a-holes. I'm gonna go with Magic Johnson because he's a horrible co-host. So screw you guys.
Oh, so you guys would be on parallel planes.
Exactly. He would just have a much better skyhook. I just thought about that. I don't know why, but yeah, you said host and I was like, he had a failed show. Screw you guys. Also, he went on a Twitter rant like lately when he turned 60, or he had a birthday. And he,
I think he, so I regret following Magic.
Because Harold's a Twitter guy. And like Magic went off for like, was it his 50th birthday?
60th birthday.
60th birthday. And he listed the 60 top basketball players, top 60 shows.
Did he say Dylan?
I know.
He should have. If he had, he would have had my attention. Rather
his
than
top that. Five were in all of those categories are so like out there. And it, I mean, how much for his top five, top basketball players, how much did it kill you that Larry Bird wasn't even in like top 30, dude? It was like, he had like,
I mean, that's just, you know, that seems like personal vengeance.
Yeah. No, he's just been petty.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the reasoning behind it was that he supposedly thought of the first five.
Uh-huh.
And then he said it was like, it was taking too long, so he just randomly
chose
people. Oh, okay.
Like, so supposedly, that's why.
He didn't even go alpha order. Yeah. Just sort your spreadsheet, man.
He said after the first three, he was like, I'm done. I have too many things to do.
Yeah. So as usual, Magic Johnson not trying anymore.
I think he had Eldon Campbell much higher than there.
Eldon Campbell, the only guy I know who blocked his own jump shot because his hand was in front of the ball. If you don't know what I'm talking about, YouTube Eldon Campbell jump shot. For some reason, his hand is in front of the ball of his other palm. So
how does that even work?
It doesn't. You guys can't see it, but it looks like this. So when he goes like this,
Harold is in a shooting position.
I am. I'm literally
his
doing
right hand.
The Sacred Heart of if you guys are religious, a Sacred Heart, but you turn it the other way.
So it's like a kamehameha.
Yeah.
It's like he's throwing a fireball.
Okay.
But he's. That's how bad. That's how much I remember Eldon Campbell because
and
of
the frustration of Harold Go. Harold Go.
Oh
my God! I just revealed his real name.
Henry. Oh, okay. So my question is. Oh no! Is it Lewis?
That way now. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Harold.
Oh, me.
You were asking him. I didn't know Harold was. I was gonna ask a question. I really thought he saw like an alert on his game.
Oh,
that's why he picked up his phone right now.
I'm actually reading notes.
I'm about to start grinding real quick. I was like, hold on, I gotta.
No, you guys are lucky because I left it on an 8-hour chest, which sounds funny, but that means I can't have anything open for 8 hours.
That's a lot of effort on a chest.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Sometimes it takes me like 5 minutes. All
right, so Harold. All right, Disney has acquired the rights to your life story. Who's in the movie?
I feel so unprepared now. I went like, let's go something funny for Lewis. I feel bad that I didn't give him something like, meaty to talk about.
Yes, meaty. All right, so who's in the movie? Who's directing it? Who's acting it? Who's the cast?
Oh, that's easy. Tom Hanks is me, because Tom Hanks can play anybody.
Okay.
No.
Tom Holland is Dennis.
Tom Hanks can do it.
I think he can. Directed probably by Zemeckis, because Zemeckis makes Back to the Future.
All right. Your favorite movie, right?
Yeah. And then that's it. Just me,
I'll just be Castaway with Harold. It'll literally 2 hours of you.
This is the story. It's me sitting on a bench like I'm Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks. So Tom Hanks. So literally, the movie's just Forrest Gump. I'm not even trying anymore. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, and it's starring Tom Hanks. So yeah, my life story is Forrest Gump.
Nice, dude.
Except for the whole, like, that one time when Jenny barely touches him and then he, like, blasts off. Cause, I mean, it happens. At this age, it happens. But when you're in college, it's not supposed to happen that quickly.
So your mom hooked up with the principal?
Sure went. Hey, man. Whoa.
Having a forest, man.
It's because she works at the church. Like, hey.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. No, we can't talk about it because...
No. We can't do this. No. Look, go.
Okay. I got to interject because that was such a great question. Uh-huh. Lewis, who would you be? Like, let's turn that question to you.
Oh, dude.
Give it to us. Who would be the person that plays you?
Oh God, dude! I would go. it's fantasy casting, so I'm gonna go with Henry Golding because.
Why is that fantasy casting?
I know, bro.
That's like looking into a mirror,
right?
Like the Funhouse mirror, where it, like expands you and distorts your face, and it like makes you darker.
And also, you're tripping on acid. Yeah, just like Henry Golding.
I mean, your wife could pass for Constance Wu.
That's true. So I'll give her that, but I can't. Yeah. And then, you know, if you're going to go with Zemeckis, I'm going to go with James Cameron because he directed some of my favorite movies, Terminator 2.
Titanic.
And Terminator 2. Yeah, Titanic. And then...
That's by the way, when you eat fish at a Thai restaurant, it's called Titanic.
You know...
That's when you get a thorn stuck in your neck. And you're...
No shit. Sorry.
You know what I just remembered is.
And by the way, we haven't said this in a while. We're from the Philippines.
Speaking of which, when I went to the Philippines at the end of my high school, when I finished high school, one of the big movies that was selling out everywhere was a comedy starring Dolphy called Tita Nick.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it was like him cross-dressing because that's what he does.
Nice.
And it was like, I don't know. I never looked into the story, but I'm pretty sure that.
Nice.
Oh, so to Dennis? Okay, here we go. Why did that disappear?
Just so you know, my movie would be played by Will Smith.
And then just to mess with him, we could cast Tom Holland.
Lewis. I mean, Lewis.
Ezra Holland. I was going to say, actually, like, yeah, Scarlett Johansson for Harold.
Because she could play anybody. And she believes Woody Allen. Sorry, just like me. Okay. All right, Dan, this is for you.
Yeah.
Besides the memories that we've obviously made here in the podcast, mm-hmm. What is your favorite memory of the three of us?
Ooh, what is the favorite?
Not including parties for your weddings.
Can we talk about cowboy hats?
We can talk about cowboy hats. Was Lewis there?
I wasn't there, though.
That was Robert.
That was Robert.
I thought he was there.
No, that was
no,
Robert.
No, I heard about it. Let's literally that same day when you guys got
okay,
back.
Okay, so what's your favorite memory of me? Sorry. Just kidding. Well, no, if you want to hear about that cowboy story.
Patreon.
You keep saying Patreon.
Is it how you pronounce it?
I thought it was Patreon. I don't know.
Where's the tilde there?
Like, you know, neon. It's
okay.
A neon.
Okay. let's see. Lewis, yeah, we can't talk about Vegas stuff.
A little bit.
I mean, yeah. Can we?
Can.
So, one of my favorite moments is, you know, Harold and I and a couple of the guys, we've done this thing where, you know, one year I just had this really stupid idea. Like, you know, I've never gone whitewater rafting. You know, let's go whitewater rafting. And so me, Harold, and two other dudes decided to go to Sacramento, somewhere in the woods of Sacramento.
The American River.
The American River. And we did a two-day, you know, river rafting trip. It was great, something that we will always remember. In fact, if you check Harold's, is it Facebook's?
It's still my Facebook's profile.
It's
Facebook. 6 years later.
Yeah, and it's Harold falling... It was supposed to be him jumping, but it almost looks like he just tripped.
Oh, no, I tripped. That's why I'm karate kicking the
I know, you were drop kicking the water, dude.
And everyone was laughing because, like, oh, what happened? Oh, I was trying to run off the rock because I was so confident on the other times running off the rock that the one time it bit me in the foot. And what's I planted face first and I was bleeding everywhere.
So I, you know, because it was such a great experience, we were like, we got to get Lewis in on this action. And so we did. Lewis actually just finally went with us that one time. And we were on the river, and multiple things happened. First one was we were sitting there, and our guide really chose an interesting, like, outfit for that day. We were wearing shirts. We were wearing, like, you know, board shorts and everything. Uh-huh. Our guide, for some reason, was wearing, like, you know, what's the
Speedos.
Best?
Yeah. Banana hammock.
Banana hammock. Yeah. That's what he has. And, you know, I have to tell you, I was kind of, like, felt awkward just being and kind of looking. And then I turn around and I see Lewis, like, in deep conversation with a dude. Talking about Star Wars.
And the guy's crotch is, like, right in his
right in my ear.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to be memorable. You know, and so, but the best part of the whole thing is that at a certain point during the lull, you have me swimming in the water, and then somebody throwing up, and then the other person looking miserable because he was having stomach problems or whatever it was, and I'm floating there. I'm like, this is a great idea.
What a magical.
And then
idea.
Me going, dude, did you eat a cup of noodles? Because all I saw was
carrots.
Peas and carrots.
So Lewis throws up, and the only thing I can think of is, get away! Get away!
We're down water! Swim to your right!
Angle your head this way! Make sure the lightsaber doesn't hit you in the ear, Lou.
So, Lewis, this question is for you. It's something that Anthony Bourdain always did with friends and everything, and it's a question I actually ask a lot of people. It's the death row question, and so the question is: you are on death row.
Okay.
You have been given permission to eat anything that you want. Cost is no is no question. It can be from anywhere. You know, what would be your final meal?
Wow, great question. You know what? It would have to be, I guess, I've never had it, but I'm trying to imagine it. So my favorite Filipino dish is kare kare, which is like the peanut butter stew with beef. But I'm thinking kare kare with legit
Kobe beef?
Yes, like Kobe beef.
That would ruin the meat.
Peanut butter.
And like the expensive Trader Joe's peanut butter that I can't buy. With the oil sitting on top. It's like, yeah, that's the good stuff. So I think that's what I would go for. And I think,
I mean, he's keeping it real.
I know. I'm not going to say filet mignon. I'm not down for that. But yeah, I think that would be it. And then a bowl of steamed rice and some bagong money, dude. You can take me to paradise after that, dude. I'm trying to imagine, you're right, though. Kobe beef would be wasted because all that marbling would just
melt.
Yeah, because that's why they don't stew that stuff.
But then the stew itself is going to be full of the juice. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
We're doing it?
Are we killing Lewis?
Not anymore. ever since he's been on his diet, that marbling's gone.
Which way are we going? This way?
Yeah, I asked you already too. So
yeah, so you've asked both. I've asked both of you. I think you.
Oh, I thought we had two questions. No.
Yeah, I've asked two questions.
Okay, here. So Lewis don't have
the question. I only had the one each.
That's right.
I thought it added up to the two.
That's fine. Again,
how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How was your drive here, Harold? How's today's workout, man?
Pretty bad.
If you don't post about your CrossFit workout, did it actually happen?
See, that's the thing is, if that's the case, then I never work out.
I know, I was going to say.
Because I'm like the opposite. I'm like, I don't want people to know I'm at the gym, but I'm at the gym.
But how do we know how low your squats go if you don't
post? Exactly, it has to be below parallel. It has to break 90. So, sorry. Then you have a question?
Oh, I just went. But
okay, sure. I'll ask. All right. You know what? This is I guess we can do this for Lewis. If you could redo it all over again, whose bachelor party would you relive?
Oh, Lord.
Yours?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis's? Somebody else's?
Oh, dude.
Take into account, if you whoever's you pick, you have to relive that experience yourself.
As me. Like, I'm not in
You're not, you don't have a
I'm not like a fly.
Yeah.
I'm not like a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, your bachelor party was, Dennis's bachelor party was so much fun, but like 90% of the fun was rolling Robert around in a wheelchair. Not 90. A good amount of the fun was that. But,
no. Pushing him up the escalator that the moving escalator that doesn't go the other way, so he's just stuck at the bottom because we're jerks like that.
But you know what? Yeah, that was a great bachelor. But if I could, I'd relive mine just because you guys helped pull off one of the best weekends I've ever had. You know, I got pegged by freaking paintballs on the last day.
Those weren't paintballs.
Okay. I got bopped in the head a few times during whatever boxing training we did.
Those weren't gloves.
We got smacked. smacked by huge German ladies at the beer garden.
Those
that
weren't
was
ladies.
Not a, that was not a lady.
That's pretty accurate.
That was Hans. She was all Hans.
She had big Hans.
She was very Hans.
That wasn't a paddle. That was
okay.
That was just, you know. That was her groover.
Oh, but yeah, I'd relive mine. I thought that was one of the best ones, and you know, you guys were a big part of the planning that and pulling it off, so I appreciate that still.
Yeah. I think I just asked Harold, Lewis, something for Harold. Harold, you know, you kind of mentioned this to Lewis, and I like that idea, but instead of people that we know, given an opportunity to interview somebody that will be in our wheelhouse. It can't, you know, not like Martin Luther King or something.
No,
like that.
Or
but
Jesus.
Somebody that would fit what we're doing as two fanboys and a filthy casual. You know, who would you interview and why?
Ooh. I think the perfect answer would have to be Kevin Feige. Because he is someone
such
who...
a huge take.
Because he's someone, not just for like us in general, but because he is someone who has seen both the fanboy side and the casual side of pop culture. Where... you know, you take his position at Marvel, where he's literally just, you know, an executive producer, but he gets to produce comics. And then you get to the part that makes him worldwide, world famous in the movies that are created from those characters. So it's like he at the same time, that's why he's able to treat the characters in, you know, loving care as to their history, but at the same time knows that it doesn't have to be true to the character for it to be the best character for the screen. So it's always going to, he's always going to get to see both sides of the coin where, you know, the successes lie on him, but at the same time, the failures lie on him as well.
I like it. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Lewis, my last question to you is this, you know, you kind of mentioned that we've had fan interaction. I mean, fans as in maybe friends or family members like that. What has been your favorite like interaction coming from or directly because of our podcast?
I would have to say when we first debuted, when we first wore our shirts that you guys designed to, was that Long Beach or
Long
LA?
Beach Comic Con.
Yeah. Long Beach Comic Con, walking around, and even though I put my foot in my mouth when somebody complimented us on the shirt, it felt really good to be like, hey, that's cool. Excuse me. So, like, it was validating because we were able to, like, segue that and, like, oh, we have a podcast. Well, eventually I learned that spiel instead of being like, oh, it's an exclusive shirt, which is exactly what I said. Like an idiot.
Such a douchey
answer. Such an idiot. Because the guy was it a guy or
as
a lady?
Dude,
it was genuinely, like, sincere. Like, oh, that's a cool shirt. As in, like, where can I get that? He was just short of asking that and said, I was like, oh, it's an exclusive t-shirt. You can't get it anywhere.
Not like, oh, these are for sale, by the way.
I know. It should have been like, well, if you like it so much, my friend has a backpack. Boom. But yeah, so like wearing the shirt, rocking their hats, and then like late most recently seeing it on the bar with Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin at their show. It's validating. I know it's just a piece of a fabric, but at the same time, it kind of symbolizes all the effort that all of us here put together. So yeah, I love the shirts.
This is my last question to you, Den, and this is obviously hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
But, you know, feel free to the rest of us can use it exactly. It's basically I think that's one of the answers.
Wrap it up. Let's go.
Okay. Besides Earl, fantasy casting.
Fantasy casting for what?
Take the three of us out of this podcast.
Ooh, so it would just be me
plus take two. The three of us out of this podcast.
So it would just be me.
Okay. Okay. Take the two of us. Take the two of us out of this podcast.
So wait. This is kind of confusing.
Okay.
So I would all three of us would be gone.
Okay. Who are you picking to replace all three of us? People that we know.
Oh, people that you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is literally a shout out to some of our fans out there if Dennis picks you. If not, I'm sorry.
Hey, and if I call you out, please feel free.
Yeah.
To join us.
Yeah.
Dude, we should do an episode where we're not in it.
We should take out one of us.
No, we're not in it. I think that would be great. And it'll be great if they do better than all of us.
I'm pretty sure they are going to do better than us. All you got to do is teach them how to flush a cord.
Press enter.
Stop now.
First one I would do, the one thing, and I know this sounds kind of, I don't know, maybe this sounds sexist, but we're pretty testosterone driven. I think it would be cool to have like a female voice. So I would put in, you kind of mentioned her, I would put Kirsja in it.
Okay.
I think Kirsja has enough of a, like her sense of humor and her fanboyness is, you know, something that's on her sleeve that, you know, she'd be able to do it. That would be replacing Harold.
Because she's talented.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm far away.
Harold's talented.
Kirsja is more talented than Harold.
Yeah. So the other person I would do is I would actually put Erlen. I loved listening to that episode.
So we're just going
to
cast their improv troupe into
it? Yes, exactly. No, but we need to have a casual. Because Lewis has to be there. So you have the fangirl and the fanboy, and we need a casual. And so I would put in... See, this could be insulting, to be honest with you. Like,
I know, like, the words listening to, like, wait a second.
No, okay, not a casual, but so much someone that can hold their own.
Okay, someone that can hold their own. I've never met the dude, but because he's always on, like, I see his name all the time. Your friend Eric Fontanez.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some of his comments, I've seen some of his posts, and I think it's hilarious. You know, and I think it would be interesting for him to be there. And so, you know, at least based on what I've seen on his post, he has, like, the fanboy side, but also, like, the sports side and everything. So I think it'll be a nice mix of different people in it.
Yeah.
So that would be my fantasy casting.
Also, three great guests that, you know, we've already had one on, and I think Lewis mentioned having Kirsja on, and then...
Yeah.
And Eric, if you're ever available and you'd like to be on our podcast as well.
And if you actually listen to the podcast, we don't know.
Yeah. You know?
Does he?
I hope he does. He bought our t-shirt, so that counts.
That's true. That's all that matters.
Oh, man. Okay. That's been fun. Any other things before we end? Let me add something. We were talking about favorite, like... moments people kind of interacting because of our podcast. This actually happened just over the weekend. My sister, my younger sister, actually listens to the podcast. She's one of the people that listens in New York.
Ooh,
okay. And so we were kind of talking about it, and then she was like, she basically said, you know, she agreed with everything except for one thing. Can you guess what that one thing is?
She loves Tom Holland.
She loves Tom Holland Spider-Man.
It's because she's from New York, dude. She knows.
She She's from Queens, man. Yeah. She gets the reference.
She was actually the Bronx.
Oh.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, you know. So, hey, what can I say? But, no, it was fun to actually talk to somebody who is the total opposite of my position with Tom Holland, considering I'm the guy that wants to put Tom Holland on trial, you know, and she thinks that he represents who Spider-Man is, and I'm like, okay, fair, she's wrong, but fair. So I that was just a fun interaction with somebody, and it was so fresh in my mind that it just popped in my head. I kind of wanted to
throw out. I have a little anecdote too. Then literally earlier this evening, had dinner with my family, and my niece was talking to me about, she's like, oh, what are you doing today, uncle, you know, whatever they call me over there. And I was like, oh, I'm going to record my podcast with, you know, those dudes that you know. She goes, you know what? I've heard your clips. You guys are pretty good. And I was like, why are you listening to podcasts? Because, you know, she's like an old soul.
Yeah,
she's literally the same age as your son, but she acts like she's 30. And
She does.
And sorry that that's your godkid, but, you know, stuff happens. So, like, it was like eye-opening, because she goes, who else listens to your thing? I go, first of all, your parents don't, so remember, they don't support
they don't support as much as us.
But I was like, but I know you, because you, unfortunately, are related to me, so you are nerd by, relation. I was like, your parents have neither of those, qualities. This is something that's been passed on, you know, from, like, your grandfather's side.
Yeah.
Because you got me. And so she's like, yeah, because she was asking me, like, for you, if she can get, a USB mic so she can start recording stuff.
Oh, good.
So she's, like, practicing doing her singing stuff so she can practice it on the internet. And she's like, yeah, and I'm going to record, you know, me playing video games. And I was like, as long as people don't creep on you, because that's the only thing I care about. And that's why we don't show our faces, because we don't want suckers.
Oh, God. We have the faces for stock.
Because you know how many people would, like...
It's the opposite of the reason.
No, people are going to be like, can you get them off the internet?
We will pay you. You remove your face.
Can you put the mask back on? Like, seriously, man. But yeah. So for me, it's just good to know that our younger generation that, you know, your children are also a part of, have a kind of interest into what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Which, by the way, just remember... I don't know, maybe in the 30s or 40s, we had one episode where the intro was actually my daughter doing the podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So she's been living, and then I remember she asked us recently, when can I do that intro again?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you're a little bit off key.
That's cool, man.
Okay, real quick. And I don't know how appropriate this is for the podcast, but I don't really care at this point. So my daughter is joined up with her school, has a drumline, like, band program.
Okay? Uh-huh.
And so my daughter wanted to go and join it, so she tried out. I found out that she was able to get an instrument. Okay, she is on the drumline instrument. Considering me, what instrument would be the most hilarious instrument that she would have?
The triangle?
No.
Oh.
good answer. We actually talked about this because of the word drumline.
Is it an actual drum?
It is an actual drum.
Oh, is it that guy?
it is the bass drum.
Yeah. I literally just said that guy. You guys couldn't see what I was doing.
It is the guy that had to...
To challenge for his role.
And we were talking about this the other episode. And then when I found that, I just died. That is so appropriate. It was amazing. So, yes, it all goes full circle.
I look forward to her dropping the sticks, man.
Bah!
Yeah.
Nick Cannon. I'm going to ask you, how come you're not doing the knee, you know, going on a knee and then turning? Isn't that part of drumline?
Are you supposed to blow chalk into someone's face?
Yeah.
Then that's not how the drumline works? No. I know.
When does Petey Pablo come in?
When does Petey Pablo come in, and when can you understand anything he says? Because I've seen the movie dozens of times. No idea any words he says.
Still no idea what song he's singing.
So, good for Petey Pablo.
Forever in our minds, wherever you are.
Probably in the dirty stuff.
Duh.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Okay. Well, I actually tell you, this is one of my more favorite episodes. It's like we said, it's just fun to just be able to shoot the breeze without having to worry about considering if it was, you know, good movies, bad movies, or something like that. You know, I hope we get to do this a lot more. I got to tell you, it's kind of bittersweet because we've done 100 already. And looking forward, I hope that this is something that we're still planning on doing.
Yeah,
at least 200. At least for me, I'm not planning on you know, saying that no, that's it. You know, but I've enjoyed my time so far. So I really do want to thank both of you. I know, like Harold kind of mentioned, it is difficult for us to do this, but thank you for coming every single week, even though it is freaking. I think Lewis lost like another 10 pounds. Because of the sauna that we're in right now.
But we sound great.
We sound great.
It's worth it. But yeah, so yeah, same here. Thank you guys for putting this together. The idea guy, the marketing guy, the IT guy putting it together. And yeah, it makes it worth it. It's fun. It's fun. So I like it.
Did you include yourself in that?
Yeah.
He's the idea guy.
Oh, he's the idea guy?
He's the idea guy.
I'm an idea guy, singular.
He comes up with an A idea.
An A idea.
Once he's like Mike, Mark Bernardin, where he gets the information from the internet.
Yeah, and then he repeats it.
And A.
I watched the movie and I repeat it in 2 minutes.
A, yeah. If he made, if he makes money out of that.
He's made a career out of it, dude.
Yeah, you know, thank you guys again for all the hard work that we put into this to make this semi-successful podcast.
In our heads.
In our minds. I'd like to thank you too for, you know, really showing me what I need to do in my next podcast.
What, take my equipment?
Yeah. Take my ball and run away.
Notice how the ball is not here
anymore. I know, the ball. We don't use the ball anymore.
Yeah, it's the one, the weakest mic, yeah. Dude.
Well, I got it for $20 on Craigslist.
It's obvious. So that is it for us today. We actually have one last announcement.
Yeah.
Lewis was going to announce a...
He's got an idea.
Here's my...
The idea.
100th idea. So for sticking around for with us for the last 100 episodes, I wanted to do a fun little promo. So if you are listening to this podcast, please share this post when it goes live on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Tag us when you share it. Tag two friends who you think would enjoy this 100th podcast or even any one of our other 99 podcasts before then. And we have a Funko Pop coming your way if you are one of the if you are the person sharing it that we choose. So this post will go up September soon. I'm sorry, I'm bad with dates, but you know we'll
September repeat. Soon.
That's why I'm not.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's almost like September close. And September not yet.
So yeah, when this post goes live, share it. Tag us on it so we know that you shared it. And we will choose a winner. You'll get a free prize, a Funko Pop, that we'll be sending to you for your charge. As long as, like I said, share it and tag us and tag two more friends so we can spread the joy.
And then when you get that Funko Pop, take a picture and tag us on it.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah, so really the one thing we're trying to tell you, please share our podcast.
Share our podcast.
Share it.
Yeah, share.
The more people get to hear it, the more people will fall in love with our dulcet tone.
Tone, he said.
Tone.
There's only one of us.
I'm the only one with dulcet. I don't know what you guys have.
We got fragile tones.
Okay, that's it for us today. Thank you for listening to our 100th episode. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I truly hope you've enjoyed most of the other episodes. And
not even all, just most.
Yeah, just most.
Yeah, like
we're playing our odds.
6 out of 10.
We're being realistic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's look at our equipment. Look at her setting here.
Look at who I have to work with. Just say it. Just say it.
I was going to say it. You know? Like, that was one question I kind of wanted to ask Earl. You know, like, hey, compared to our setup, how's everybody else's?
It's different. It's different.
Okay, that is it for us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As usual, this is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, the best podcast no one has ever heard of.
Ooh.
I know. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
September soon.
September soon. Shut up.